tonight's message, Exposing Satan. If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. I thought that little email was, it tickled me. It did tickle me when I read it, though. I can, rats. And 1 Peter 5:8, two scriptures, I'll start with those. 1 Peter 5:8. When you get that, stand. 1 Peter 5:8. I had fun preaching this morning. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. 1 Peter 5:8, good to see each one of you. America's in trouble tonight, and it's not in the politics. It's in men and women not wanting to turn towards the things of God. And don't worry about being a Democrat or a Republican. We have fun with that sometimes, but I'll tell you, it's way beyond that, man. Trust me, it's no political party. We need to get people back on their knees and towards God. Amen. I had fun with you. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. It doesn't matter. Seriously, what matters if we get turn the nation back to God? And I don't see it either way on either side right now. But how many have got 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11? And how many have got 1 Peter 5:8? Okay. Look at 1 Peter 5:8. But the Bible says, be sober. And that's more than just being not drunk. Sober means you're alert, you're thinking good. You got your head on straight. Be sober, be vigilant. In other words, be alert, be watchful. When you're vigilant, you're watching for something. Kids were talking today about people egging. Don't egg people's houses. They get eggs cause problems. Toilet paper them, amen? Do that kind of stuff. TP, what they call it. But Bobby's saying, what's he talking about? It's the kid that the kids go around doing stuff to kids. It's something that the kids do now, Bob. We never did it when we were kids. It's called TP. They get a kick out of it. I'm losing them already. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, Satan's not your friend. He's not my friend. He's an enemy. He's against you. He's against me. He's against God. He's against this church. He's against this school. He's against the blood of Christ. He hates our Savior. Your adversary, and he tells you who he is, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Satan is out to devour you and me, and he'll do it if we let him do it. Then look at Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2 Corinthians 2:11. Lest Paul said, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. A Bethel Baptist Church, I don't want you to be ignorant of his devices, because I'm going to tell you something. He's out to try to destroy us. He'll destroy your marriage. He'll destroy your life. There is a real devil. And he's got a lot of little demons that work with him, fallen angels. See, one thing about the devil, he's not omnipresent, omniscient like God. God created him too. See, God can be everywhere at once. See, Satan, he can only be at one place at one time. But he's got a lot of imps, a lot of devils and demons, and they go around doing his work for him. Let's have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, you put this in my heart to preach. My church and my school has been being attacked. I'm the shepherd. I'm supposed to ward off those wolves and the roaring lion that would come and hurt my flock. Lord, I'm to prepare my people so when Satan comes and his little stinking demons and imps from hell, Lord, that they would be aware and they would put on the full armor of God and have the blood of Christ so they can repel all the fiery darts of Satan. Lord, help me tonight to have the power of God. Holy Ghost, fill me and help me to say everything I'm supposed to say. And thank you for everyone that came tonight. And I pray that I'll have something to edify each hearer. Lord, please help us to be aware that we're fighting the powers of darkness. They're prevalent. And Lord, it's a real battle. It's nothing that we can laugh at. It's something that it's for real. We need to not take it lightly. We're dealing with powers of and principalities of darkness that would destroy our church, destroy our school, destroy our marriages, destroy our personal lives. Lord, help us to be sober and vigilant like you tell us in the Word, to ward off this one that would destroy us. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Tonight I want to try to expose to you Satan. I want to uncover. When you expose something that's exposed, you want to try to uncover it. You want to bring it to light. First of all, the oldest question, Bobby, that you've been asked as a missionary, I guarantee you, down through time, I've been preaching for over 30 years, and one of the questions is, Satan really real? Satan is really real. Yes, he is. By the way, he's so real, God's in his Bible warning us. You better watch out. God's saying there is a devil. He's a roaring lion. He's seeking to destroy you. You better have your guard up. You better be ready because he's your enemy. He's your adversary. He's a destroyer. He's out to get you, and you better be watching. That's how real he is. God's got the warning. In Luke 4:8, Jesus told Satan to get thee behind him. He had firsthand experience with him. 1 Peter 5:8, we're warned to be sober and vigilant because Satan is on the prowl. And he's out to get every one of us. I'm going to tell you right now, don't take this lightly, what I'm going to say to you tonight. The word Satan means adversary. He's the greatest adversary of God and man. I'm going to tell you, you want to know who your greatest enemy is? Satan. The devil. The Bible has many names for the devil. Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, Bela, Bandedom, Apollon, the great dragon, the evil one, the god of this world, prince power of the air, that old serpent, the tempter, accuser of the brethren, father of lies, murderer from the beginning, angel of light. I'm going to tell you right now, there's all kinds of names. And by the way, every time those names come up, they're referring to that old Mr. Satan, that one that's corrupt and evil. Listen, you know what? The consuming passion of Satan is? He's got a few of them, but here's number one. The consuming passion of Satan, number one, is that people worship him. He tried to get Jesus to worship him. He's going to try to get you to worship him. Yeah, you. He wants you to bow down and serve him instead of serving God. And the second thing is, after the worship, then he has a great desire to destroy and to bring down and to tear down things. Let me give you a few verses, and then I'm going to get into some few things with you. Let me just give you his origin. If you want to turn, you can. If not, just listen to me. I've got some scriptures tonight I'm going to be reading, and then I'm going to be going on. My Ezekiel chapter 28. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 12 through 15. In Ezekiel 28:12 says, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Satan was the most beautiful of all God's creation. Satan was the most beautiful thing in creation. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God, every precious stone, thy covering of Sardis. By the way, it's telling you how he looked, all these beautiful stones. Thy covering was sardis, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, gold, and the workmanship of thy tabrets and thy pipes. Brother Mark, he could play music. Unbelievable. Not only was he musical, he was beautiful. He was the greatest creation of God. He's the pinnacle of God's creation, Satan. In the day that thou was created, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. I have set thee, that, so has was upon the holy mountain of God, and thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Folks, he was here before we were. Satan was here before the earth was here. Hello. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day which thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. How many see that? Now let me show you what happened. Look at Isaiah chapter 14. I'm giving you a little background on Satan. I'm exposing him. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 15. Turn back a couple books there. You were in Ezekiel. Now turn to Isaiah. Isaiah 14, 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? You think he's hurt? You think he's hurt the nations of the world? You ain't kidding. He has. For thou hast said in thine heart, watch this. Here's his downfall. For thou hast said in thine heart, here's what he said. That beautiful creation that God made. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. That's where God lives. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. They call it the five I wills. Satan, pride, he was lifted up with pride. And he said, I'm going to be better than God. I'm going to be bigger than God. I'm going to be greater than God. He got caught up in all his beauty and all the things he could do. He got so big, he forgot where he came from. You better watch out. You better watch out. Pride. A man with a lot of pride, you're ready to fall. Yea, thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. And by the way, his destiny will be, Revelation chapter 20, verse 10 says, his final destiny will be the lake of fire. He's going to be cast in the lake of fire. And so the Bible teaches us his origin and his fall there. Luke 10, 18 says, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. His final destruction and his final destiny is the lake of fire in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. I'm going to quickly turn it and read it, and I'm going to go on. In Revelation chapter 20, by the way, that's why he's working so hard. He knows he has just but a short time. In Revelation 20, 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and forever. I'm going to tell you right now, his destination is hell. And he's determined to take as many people with him as he can. I want to expose him tonight. I want us to think about Satan and all his evils about him. Listen, he will take you out if he can. He'll take you down with him if he can. He knows he's doomed, and he's determined he's going to take as many as he can with him. You know what? Don't be one of them. I know you can't lose your salvation. If you're saved, you can't go to hell. But he sure can wreck your life while you're here. That's right. He can sure keep us from having fruit. He can sure make us have a wasted life. How many Christians you know today, they've wasted their life. And when it comes in, they say, oh, my lands, why didn't I do something for God? Why didn't I serve God? Why didn't I witness? Why didn't I give? Why didn't I pray? Why didn't I read? Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I serve? You're going to say, oh, my lands, why did I get caught up in all these worldly things? You let Satan take you away. He first took down the angels in heaven. There was a revolt in heaven. You study the scriptures. That's why the Bible says in Matthew 25, 41, that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Because when he rebelled, Brother Billy, against God, there was a group of angels that went with Satan. Isn't that amazing? How someone always can affect others around them. They can affect them for good, or they can affect them for bad. I wonder how we're affecting people today. Are we affecting people in the positive, or are we affecting people in the negative? Hey, if you're affecting people in the negative, you're helping Satan. If you're not affecting people for a positive thing, then you're affecting them for Satan. Hello? Notice, he took down the angels in heaven first. Then you think about all the countless thousands and millions and billions and billions of souls and lives he's destroyed down through the time. He took down Eve. We're not going to turn it, but in Genesis chapter 3, he came to Eve. Boy, Phil Howard's teaching a Genesis class on Wednesdays. He's doing a great job on that Genesis class. I think it's from, is it 8:30 to 9:30 or 8:45 to 9:45, something like that. I think it's an hour class. You know what time it is, kids? What time is it, Andy? Is it 8:45 to 9:45? Is that what it was? And boy, he's teaching those kids on the creation and the flood and all kinds of stuff. And boy, he gave them a test of 10 questions last week. And man, I'll tell you, there was some, those questions were good. He got them thinking. He's got them stirred up. He even got Austin Skyver's attention. Man, I'm glad. That's amazing. You get a kid that likes to play baseball thinking about something besides baseball. Amen. And he's doing a great job. But you know what? He came to Eve, and he deceived her. And he just put doubt in her mind about the Word of God. Watch out. He'll get you start doubting. Watch out. He's a deceiver. He'll get you doubting the Word of God. And next thing you know, you're off away from the things of God. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. He's a roaring lion. He's going about to get you. Don't let him get you. I read about how he was there with Job. Look at Job chapter 1. Look at Job, if you can find Psalms. Job's right in front of Psalms. Psalms is about the middle of your Bible there. Go to Job chapter 1. Look at Job 1, verse 6 and 7. Now there was a day when the sons of God, talking about those angels in heaven that are with Lucifer, Satan, the devil, they came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them, the sons of God, I take that back, that could be just regular angels. Then Satan came also with them, but he does have his angels. And the Lord said to Satan, "Whence comest thou?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From whence going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down it." He's making his rounds. Lately, he's been in Ravenna, Ohio. He's been trying to destroy our city, destroy our church, destroy our school, destroy your life. You better watch it. He's making his rounds. He can only be in one place at one time, but I'm going to tell you, when he's there, he makes his mark known. He said, from going to and fro on the earth and walking up and down in it. And the Lord said to Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, perfect and upright, one that feareth God and escheweth evil." And it goes on. God said, "You can do anything you want to him, but you can't kill him." See, Satan can't do nothing without God's permission. Are you with me? Look at chapter 2. Look at verse 1 and 2. Again, it talks about, "And again, there was a day when the sons of God came to prepare them, present themselves before the Lord. Satan came also among them, present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord. And he said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking up and down." Hey, when he comes by your house tomorrow, how are you going to respond to him? By the way, are you going to be ready for him if he comes? Are you sober? Are you vigilant? Are you watchful? Are you knowing that he could he's out to destroy you? Now, you're not going to see. All down through my life, they always picture the devil with a little red tail and little ears. No, that ain't what he looks like. No, the Bible says he appears like an angel of light. Yeah, he'll get something to get your eye. He'll appear like he's really special and glitter. Hello? Watch out. You're not going to see no guy with a pitchfork and a red suit on. He don't appear like that. Are you still with me? No, he's subtle. The Bible says in Genesis 3:1, he's the most subtle thing of the earth. He's the most subtle. He's very subtle. In other words, he's a sly creature. He wants to trip you up. He wants to trip me up. He wants to get you down when you don't, and keep you down so you never can get up. You better watch out. Don't let him take you to the mat. Amen? He was there with Eve. He was there with Job. Look at Luke. He's been, by the way, he's been down through time. He's been with all the people. He was with Judas. Look at Luke chapter 22. Look at Judas, Luke 22:3. The Bible says that then entered Satan into Judas. He's real. Now, by the way, he can't enter into those that are saved. He can't possess us. But he can sure oppress us. He can possess a lost person. The Satan can possess a lost person because they don't have the Spirit of God. But all that are, if the Bible says those that know Christ as Savior, they have the Holy Spirit in them. And greater is he that's within me than he that's against me. He can't possess my vessel because I've got a greater vessel within me called the Holy Spirit of God. But what he can do, Sergeant, he can oppress my mind. He can oppress my thoughts. He can put seducing spirits and thoughts and make me think wrong things and make me want to do things that I should not do. Are you still with me? You better be listening to me. He can put thoughts. By the way, man, I have pastored for over 30 years. I know about seducing spirits. And I know about them both ways. Down through the years, I've had people tell me, well, I know you were thinking this about me, preacher. And I said, what? What they told me, I never even thought of. But Satan put those things in their mind. And he literally tore their life up by putting thoughts of me or somebody else. Oh, I know they think this about me. I know they say this about me. No proof, but they've entertained Satan. Are you listening to me tonight? He'll try to attack your mind. If Satan can attack your mind, he'll defeat you. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews 5:14, strong meat belongs to them that are of the full age and exercise their senses to discern what is good and evil. Hebrews 5:14. See, we need the meat of the word. And when things come at you, you need to discern with your spirit, is this God or is this some other spirit? How many are still with preacher? I know I'm not jumping up and down tonight. I'm not running up and down. No, this is serious. It's a teaching lesson. I'm trying to expose Satan to you tonight. You better watch out. There's a lot of things. When you get wacko thoughts and wacko things, mark her down. God don't work like that. Right. And people that, he'll take people that love you and that you love, and he'll try to put things in your mind making you think they don't love me. Be careful. He's a destroyer. Don't believe everything that comes into your mind. Try the spirits, the Bible says, whether they be of God or not. Hello? Bible says in 1 Peter 3:1, stir up your pure mind. I'm going to tell you right now, and Billy, the closer we get to Christ coming, and we're getting really close, we're going cuckoo, 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 cuckoo puffs. We're getting like that real quick, amen? It's a little joke we got going about. I think it's a little cereal the kids eat. He told me that once. It tickled me ever since he told me. I've been playing with it, preaching with it. But people are going cocoa for cocoa puffs right now. They're whacked. They really are. People, I mean, sound Christians are saying, they're saying things, they're thinking things. You say, ooh, wow, where'd that come from? I'll tell you where it came from. It came from darkness. Now, don't get mad at me. I'm a fundamental preacher. I'm supposed to say things that get you mad. Some of all those drugs you take. Some of all those drugs you take whack your mind. I remember before I moved to Ravenna, they had me on a blood pressure pill. I was just starting blood pressure pills. And they started this new pressure. I went to the doctor and he said, "Do you have any bad dreams or anything?" I lied. I said, "No." But that night before I went to the doctor, I actually pictured rats eating my brain. I actually would get up at night and tell Rosie, "Don't you see that imp?" I literally saw things. That's scary, isn't it? And finally, I went back. He took me, and I walked out of the office, and I went back in. I said, "You know what? I'm a preacher, and I lied to you. I'm not used to taking this kind of stuff, and I'm going to be honest with you. That stuff made me think." And I told him what all we were going through. He said, "I'm taking you off it right now." And he put me on, and I have never had no trouble. So don't tell me drugs can't, don't tell me different prescriptions can't mess you up. I've walked through the tulips. I've been there. And I'm going to tell you something. I saw the other side. There must be something in some of those drugs. I saw the other side. I don't want to scare you, but if you and I could see right now all the things that's in here, we'd be terrified. And I'm not whacked, and I'm not trying to spook you out. I'm just trying to tell you the power of darkness is real, church. Yeah. The power of darkness is real. It's real. Don't take it lightly. It's real. Don't play with fire. You'll get burnt. That's why don't come into me and say, "Hey, I want to study demonology and I want to have you cast out devils." Don't come to me. I'm not messing with that stuff. I knew some great preachers. I won't name their names now, but I could name preachers that were phenomenal. And they got into demonology and all kinds. You know what? They end up losing their family, their church, and their ministry. Now they're whacked out. Their mind's blown. I'm going to tell you, you mess with darkness, you're going to become void. This is stuff is, look up here, Bethel. I love you. What I'm telling you is real tonight. The Bible says in Ephesians, we battle against principalities in high places. I'm not making this stuff up. You're in a real warfare. Lester Roloff saying, it's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. And I'm going to tell you, we need to get serious. And in the day we, Billy, the closer we get to Christ, the greater influence Satan's going to have. That's why you Christians, you got to be careful what happens in your life. You got to be careful what you read. You got to be careful what you read. You got to be careful what you listen to, because it's trying to get avenues into you. Am I making sense to anybody tonight? He took down the angels in heaven. He took down Eve at the start. He was there with Job. Did I tell you to turn to Luke chapter 22? I want you to see something. I'm going to tell you, the devil's real. Luke 22:3. Now, Judas was not saved. I can prove he wasn't saved. The Bible calls him the son of perdition. He wasn't saved. He didn't lose his salvation. He never had it. The Bible says he walked with us, but he was not of us. That's why he didn't continue. Then entered Satan. Verse 3, then entered Satan into Judas, named Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. Satan entered into Judas, man. I'm going to tell you right now. You better watch out. He can't enter into you, but he can sure mess your mind up. He can make you think some things about Pastor Dave or Pastor Skyver or one of the deacons. Say, "Oh, man, I'm going to tell you, those guys are, man, they're bad." The ones that really love you. Ones that pray for you. Hello? He might put in your best friend. Someone that you love. Someday they might, "Oh, man." Like you, I'll just, her birthday girl, Arlene. He might put a thought about Arlene someday and one of your best friends. You know why? Because he wants to destroy people. When that happens, you say, Lord, I'm claiming the blood of Christ right now. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. He flees at the name. Amen? Look what Jesus said to Peter in Luke 22:31. Luke 22:31. Look what Jesus said to Peter. And the Lord said this, not me. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. I'm going to tell you right now, Satan wants to desire you. And the question today, some of you are going ranting, raving, has he got you? Has he got you? He desires you. Have you given yourself to him? Have you yielded yourself over to him? You better watch out. He desires to have you. Are you still with me? I'm going to tell you right now, Satan, he desires to have people at Bethel Baptist. He desires to tear our church up. He desires to tear our school up. Oh, our school is going great. Watch out. When things are going great, watch out for the attack. You teachers, be aware. Be aware. Be careful. I'm telling you. No, you teachers better listen to me. Bethel Baptist. I used to listen to Jack Heil tapes all the time. They had huge schools there in High Hammond. Boy, I remember Jack. I could hear Jack Heil's mark. He was constantly preaching them on the school teachers. Because see what it is. See, Billy, someone prayed this morning. We're changing kids' lives here. You think Satan don't hate the school? You think when Phil teaches that great Genesis class here about creation and not evolution, you think that Satan isn't mad? You teachers, listen to me. Satan will try to get you to fight against each other. He will. Are you teachers listening to me? How many's listening to me? You members, he'll try to get you. He'll try to get you to fight. You members of Bethel, he'll try to get you to fight against each other. See, he desires us. He desires to cause trouble. I'm serious. I'm dead dog serious. He wants to cause trouble. He wants to cause unrest. He wants you to lose your temper. He wants you to lose your anger. He wants you to yell and scream and go offhand because he knows if he can trouble, he can destroy. I have to be real careful because I do, and Rod Black knows it. I'm doing a lot better, but I used to have a violent temper. I really, Brother Mike, you and I, when I get mad, I'm mad. Ain't I, Eddie? You've seen me when I'm mad, Ed, because I've been at you a couple times. He's received my wrath. I remember reading the scripture. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down with no walls. If he can get us to break down, if he can get us to show anger, are you folks listening to me? He gets victory. And by the way, let me pick on the two deacons here. Let's say Brother Bobby and Brother Eddie have a disagreement at church some Sunday morning. And boy, they start yelling at each other. And everybody's around. Boy, the two deacons, they're going at it. I don't care who's right or who's wrong. They're both wrong. People come to our church and say, man, what's going on in that church? Satan just got a victory. I'm not going back there. Did you see those deacons? By the way, they haven't done it. But I'm using them because I'm looking at them right now. I'm using them as an example. I'm not going to pick on me and the preacher. We go behind closed doors and yell at each other. Actually, I yell at him and he listens. I'll say, you can talk when I get done. When I get done, I say, the meeting's over. We've been in a couple of those, haven't we, Ed? Watch out, Bethel. Everybody's watching us. Your kids are watching you. In your home, your family, your friends, your neighbors are watching. It just, all Satan wants to do is have us trip up for a second, Billy. And all the time we're trying to build something, we tear it down in a second. I'm telling you, we really got to have our guards up. We really got to be in tune to his devices. Satan, Peter, Jesus told Peter, Peter, Satan desires to have you. Watch out, Bethel Baptist Christian Academy. We're going, school's going great, but I'm going to tell you, Satan had caused trouble in our school, so our school would be hurt. Hello? And by the way, me and Mike are a lot alike. We love our families. You could beat on me and Mike probably all day long. We might not say nothing too much. You touch my kids, I punch you in the mouth. You touch in my church, you touch in my school, I get violent. Because the shepherd's supposed to watch over the sheep. When those wolves came in, that old shepherd, if he's a good shepherd, he doesn't tail and run. No, he gets right in the front and says, I'm going to whoop the fire out of you. You ain't going to hurt my sheep. I love my sheep. And when, Bobby, if something that threatens my people, I'm going to come face to face, hillbilly. You and I are a lot like that too, Bobby. We know, but boys from the South, we don't mess around. We just, Jimmy, face it right now. Because I'm not letting no one hurt my school, and I'm not letting no one hurt my church, as long as I got breath in me. And I want to tell you right now, I'm kicking Satan out. Amen. I'm kicking him out. If I see him around here, I'm gonna whip the fire out of them. Amen? I'm going to tell you right now, Satan's real. Jesus told Peter, hey, Pete, I know you think you love me so much. You better watch out. See, we think it can never happen to us. Happen to Peter. Don't think it can't happen. It can happen. Hey, Pete, I know, Pete, you're ready to put your life down for me, and you're going to cut people's ears off for me and take your sword and do anything. I know that, but you know what, Pete? He got you. You know what, Peter had a bad temper too. And guys like us, we got to be careful. Because when Bobby, I could wreck our whole ministry if I ever lose my temper. That's why we got to have collective thoughts. Lord, what do you want me to do? Before you lash out at someone, walk away. It takes a stronger person to walk away for God. Anybody can lash back in anger. Am I boring you? How many are listening to me tonight? I'm going to tell you right now. Listen to me. He got Peter. He got Ananias. In Acts 5:3, Peter said to Ananias, boy, he knew because he got him. Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? What have you let Satan put in your heart? Some of you have let Satan put things in your heart. And if you've got things in your heart right now, I'm going to tell you right now, get it out of your heart. Get it out. 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 In the name of Jesus, get it out. Don't let bitterness and anger and all rule the evil elements. Get it out. Don't come to this church with a lot of bitterness tied up in your heart. Get it out. Don't come to the Christian school with all kinds of bitterness in your heart. Get it out. Because you'll come with that bitterness and that bad attitude, and the next thing you know, Satan is going to be sifting you like wheat. Are you hearing me, Bethel Baptist? Satan will sift you like wheat. You better listen to the man of God. I know what I'm talking about. And boy, it'll start to destroy. It'll tear down what we built. It'll tear down you. It'll tear down the people around you. Look at Proverbs, not quit. I got two. I'm never going to get done here. I'll stop with this. I have two more pages. I'm not going to get done. It's already 7:30. Look at Proverbs. Lord told me to stop. Oh, I want to preach the whole message. Stink. I'm only on the second page. I got four pages. Maybe some other time. Look at Proverbs 6. Proverbs 6. Look at verse 16 through 19. These 16 does the Lord hate. Yea, 7 are an abomination unto him. A proud look. I'm in Proverbs 6, verse 17. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations. Did you get that? A heart that imagines wicked. See that again? Feet that be swift and they're running to mischief. You ever notice people are always getting into trouble? You ever notice that? Why do they? Because they love it. They're being Satan run. A false witness. People always telling untruths. That speaketh lies. Look at this, verse 19. He that soweth discord among the brethren. Oh, man. You know what the greatest thing about a church is? The spirit of a church. Steve, I've had so many people down through the years. One thing great about Bethel, you know what I've been told over and over and over? Boy, preacher, I love going to your church. I could feel the spirit. So what a great spirit. I could feel love there. Amen. I've never heard someone say that. And Jordan, that's the greatest thing we ever want to be known for at Bethel. That the great, that spirit of God's here. That God meets with us here, and that there's liberty with the Spirit of God here. Because when you got liberty, people get saved. But if we quench the Spirit, people don't get saved, and Christians don't grow, and the church becomes sick and like a cancer, it spreads. And there's a quenching, and it makes it hard for the teacher to teach, and the preacher to preach, and the singer to sing. When you sow discord among the brethren, you know what? Don't come and talk about other people. Man, be excited and praise the Lord for what we have here. Amen? I'm going to tell you right now, watch out for them little clicks of these, you ladies. Now, don't get mad at me, girls. But I worry when I see a bunch of girls together clicking. I know what guys are doing. They're talking about the living calves or the baseball. They ain't got that. They don't care about the other stuff. They just care about the important stuff, football, baseball, basketball. I know they're not quoting scripture or nothing, but, But, man, I don't know what them girls are doing. I ain't kidding you. I don't fear men. I've never feared men, unless they're giants, and then I still don't fear. I'll get a gun and shoot them. I wouldn't want to mess up with Jimmy, but I don't fear men, but I'll tell you, and I've taught you guys, don't mess with them women. I've taught you, especially these wildcats. Man, I would not mess with them. I don't mess with women, man. I'm more afraid of your wife than I am you. I ain't kidding you. That's the truth. Because women, they can be vicious. Scripture even talks in Proverbs that you'd be better off to be on the roof of a house than with a brawling woman. It says in Proverbs. I've seen that. Oh, man. She's an angel now. But, boy, Dale knows if she gets mad, the best thing Dale can do if Diane gets mad, if I was you, I'd get in the car and go, go, go. How many guys know what I'm talking about? But you women, and men too, Gossip. Gossip. Gossip will tear a church down. He hit this morning about it. And I'm going to get some people mad now. I don't care. This thing on that computer called Facebook, I was on that for like 10 minutes one time. I never got it. Stevie DeSalms sent me an email, said, hey, you got to click on this because I put you on it. And I was on it like 10. I said, I'm not doing that stupid thing on that computer. Facebook? Twiddles? Tweety? What's the name of all that junk they have on there? Tweeter? I'm not Facebook. I'm not Twitter, Tweeter, or Twaddle. None of them. No. Don't put me on them. I'm not doing it. But you brought out something, this preacher, this morning, and it's the truth. You brought something this morning. Of course, some of these guys didn't hear it in Sunday school, but at Sunday school, you brought out something. You mark her down. You're there on Facebook. I get you mad at me now. I wish you'd spend more time reading the holy book. Amen. I wish you would face this book. Yes. I wish you would face this book more than Facebook. Or whatever. Is that what they call it? Do they call it Facebook? Yeah. I wish you'd have faced that book more than the one on the computer. Yeah. But all you got on that Facebook thing is gossip, hearsay, garbage. And you can't wait to get on it. That's because you've let Satan. Woo, preacher, you tell me. I'm telling you, I wouldn't waste my time on it. I've got enough problems along with have to put Facebook in me. I mean that. Amen, Brother Mike? Not that, we're too old for that junk, Mike. That's for the whiz kids, the computer kids. I didn't know how to click on it anyways. I never did get on it. And they kept sending me stuff, and I finally said, Steve, you signed me up, sign me off. I'm not doing it. Watch out. Because it's that kind of stuff. Now, you get mad at me. Go ahead and get mad at me. But it's that kind of stuff that Satan sifts us out. And it starts out innocent. It starts out innocent. Just like those phone calls. They start out innocent. Are you with me? Hey, when people call me, I'll say, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, anything else? Hey, you talk to me 10 minutes, I'm ready to hang up. Right. Matter of fact, just tell me what you want. Thank you. I'm not a phone guy. Amen. Hello? Now, I will watch the Cavaliers. You can tell me over the phone what they're doing. I might entertain that a few minutes. Folks, I'm telling you, Satan's alive. And we're letting him. Peter, he's desired you. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is an above average church. This church is an above average church. And he's still getting several. There is no discrimination with Satan. He'll get everybody he can. And he got Peter, and he got Ananias, and he got Eve, and he got them, all down through the Bible. Are you going to be in that number? I'll close with this thought. By the way, first, don't turn to it. 1 Corinthians 5:5. God actually delivered people, so they were Christians. He let them, Satan destroy their flesh to save their soul. Sometimes God says, all right, you want to serve Satan? I'll just let you go off with him. I'll let him destroy you. You'll be saved, but I'll cut your life short. He said in 7:5 of Corinthians, give yourself to fasting and prayer that Satan tempt you not. We're dealing with something real here, folks. Real. Satan is a destroyer of men's lives. He snatches away the word of God sown in people's hearts. He sows discord among God's children. He blinds the minds of men of the gospel of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4 says that that if our, because if our gospel be hid to those that are lost, because the God has blinded their minds. Satan is a force to reckon with, and we better be ready, because he wants to, he had desired you. Before you have that little click with the girls, make sure it's godly. If you're going to talk, fellas, before you have that little thing with the guys, if you're not going to say nothing good about people, don't have it. Start. You want to stop those clicks? They start coming. Start quoting Bible verses. Say, what do you think about this? I've got to go. They'd stay there an hour if you would talk evil. But boy, you start quoting scripture. I've got to go. I ain't got time. I got to do my dishes now. First John says 4:4, you're of God, little children, have overcome the world, overcome them, because greater is he that's in you that's in the world. Let's get the victory through Christ. Let's examine our life. I leave you with these questions. And I'm really serious about this. I want you to examine your life tonight. Has Satan got a hold of you? Has Satan got a hold of you? Is Satan trying to sift you as wheat like he did Peter? Does Satan desire you? Are you letting Satan pull you away from God and God's children? Has Satan been desiring you, and have you been giving in to him? I'm going to tell you something right now. He's a roaring lion. He's out to devour people. He'll do what he can to destroy you. Ladies, be careful. He works on you. Never touched a lady. I never would harm it. I never laid a hand to Rosie, never would. They're the weaker vessel when it comes to physicalness. But I'm going to tell you, women know how to tear things up. Don't get mad at me. You also know how to build things up. This church is great because we've got great women in this church. Don't misread this preacher. As ladies, look up here. You're a key. Trust me. Just like you're a key to the success of your family, you're a key to the success of this school and this church. You ladies can make this church special, and you men also, or you can make it not special. Let's be careful. God's ready to do some special things here. He really is. I'm trying to give us an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. What I'm bringing tonight is an ounce of prevention. Satan desires Bethel Baptist Church. Let's be careful. Satan desires Bethel Baptist Christian Academy. Let's be careful. Satan desires your home, your family. Satan desires you. Have your guard up. Don't take it lightly. Start checking yourself. Before you do that, what you're going to do, before you start saying what you're going to say, before you act upon what you're going to act on, check yourself. Lord, is this you telling me to do this? God, is this what you want from me? You'd be surprised. Most of the time, it's not God. It's darkness. Watch out. He's a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Paul said in Corinthians, we need to be aware of his devices. That's why I'm preaching on tonight. 2 Corinthians 2:11. We need to be aware of his devices. Be aware. He's trying to trip you up. And he'll do it if you'll let him. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you for the time we've had in the Word of God. Lord, I pray that you'll bless my people. I sure love my people. And Lord, when I see my people attacked, it hurts me. When I see my people hurting, it hurts me. Matter of fact, it angers me. I don't like to see my people hurt. I'm ready to take the staff and smoke that wolf that's trying to destroy my herd, my flock. You've had me watch over this flock for 20 years. I'm not about to not let it go to side. Plan, I'm watching until you come, until I go home to heaven with you. Lord, I pray you'll put a hedge around my people. Please, Father, you warned me. You put this in my heart. You told me to expose my church to Satan. Expose him. He's evil. He's a destroyer. He hates the things of God. He hates them. He hates the work of God, the Bible, the Christians, the blood atonement. He hates everything about Christ. He hates our Christian school. He hates the people that go to our school. He doesn't want those little lives shaped for the glory of God. He hates my teachers that love you and serve you. He hates Mr. Ballard that watches over and does so much to make the school so good. Please put a hedge around him and all my people, my teachers. Oh God, put a hedge around my deacons. Put a hedge around my Sunday school teachers. Put a hedge around my ushers and all my people. Lord, help us to see that he desires to have us. Put a hedge around our wives and our ladies of our church. Oh God, I pray you'll put a hedge around our teenagers. You don't destroy our kids' lives. Put a hedge around our evangelists, Rod Black and Debbie, as they travel around America. Please, help us, Father. Help us to be sober. Help us to be vigilant. Help us to see and know and watch. Be careful so we don't let Satan get in our lives and cause bitterness and clamor and evil. Oh God, help us have a loving, caring spirit. Help us have the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. Help us have that fruit of the Spirit always. Help us to walk with you and to know you, and help people sense and feel the presence of God when we greet them and speak to them. Help people when they come in our church here that they sense the presence of the Almighty. Help my Christian school that when the kids come, they learn and feel the love of God. And help my teachers be filled with the Spirit of God as they teach. Anoint them. Help them with their everyday challenges that they have. Give Mr. Ballard wisdom as he directs the whole school and teaches the high school and the kids and officiates the whole school running of it. What an awesome, just that job alone without being associate pastor, just that job alone is overwhelming. Help us, Father, as Christians, to be aware that we have an adversary. We have an enemy that hates you and hates me and hates them. Help us to be on alert and help us to get the victory. Give us the victory through Jesus Christ. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.